the people that are in charge of the funding, like for the organizations, they just love this idea. They're like, this is super cool. So they decided to just let this happen. And so far, like right now, we don't have to pay for Chick-fil-A when we come to these meetings.
There are fraternities and sororities, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Student Government. There's the Skydiving Club, Intramural Sports, or the International Student Association. In fact, there are more than 400 clubs and organizations across the campus of Clemson University, but only one is helping students eat more chicken. That's right, a Clemson Chick-fil-A club. And we'll be introducing you to the vice president. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, were you involved in any clubs during your time at college?
All right, well, let me start by saying I was a music major. Mm-hmm. I took 22 to 24 credits a semester, which is insane.
Wow.
Plus, I traveled in a music group playing bass, and I had a 20-hour-a-week job. So I was kind of busy to join clubs. However, one time I was pulled into pictures because they couldn't find the people in the club, and I'm in the yearbook as being in the racket club, like,
what?
I guess racquetball. And so there's a picture of me holding a racket, even though I wasn't really in it. So, yeah, I was in it.
That's hilarious.
That's a weird story, I realized.
We need more people in the picture. Hey, you look like you play.
Yeah, it's because I'm so pretty.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I was part of the student government, although it was a paid position. I was the secretary, and I basically had to type out what all of the senators said during meetings, and they paid me $50 a week, so it was pretty sweet.
Wow.
I don't know if that counts since I was paid, but, you know, and then I was involved with the student television station and all of that. But I have to say, if this club had been around during my college days, I would have definitely been an enthusiastic member of the Chick-fil-A club. We're thrilled to have the club's vice president at Clemson University, Sydney Radecki, on the podcast with us today. Hi, Sydney.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here. How are you?
Good. So tell us, what are you studying at Clemson and when do you graduate?
Yes, of course. So I graduate next May of 2022, and I'm studying secondary education, social studies, and history. So I hope to be a high school history teacher.
That is awesome. Thank you for doing that. We need more great teachers.
Of course. I'm excited. It's definitely cool.
Tell us all about the Clemson Chick-fil-A Club. How did it get started?
Yes, of course. So I actually found out about it on Instagram. Like, I wasn't like a member of like the executive board yet, but they started it this last spring, or I guess like the semester that just wrapped up. And they're just like, hey guys, like come hang out at Watt Innovation Center. We're having free Chick-fil-A for everyone. You have to sign up to come because we have a limited amount, you know, of course, catering and stuff. But they were just like, we're going to come like play some trivia about Chick-fil-A. Some gift cards will be rewarded and we're gonna have some Chick-fil-A to eat. So it was really cool and super chill and just so cool to be around other people that love Chick-fil-A as much as I do.
Wow. Do you all just sit around saying, my pleasure, my pleasure?
Right.
That sounds kind of exciting. I'm sure there are like thousands and thousands of people in this club, right?
You would think. Like, I mean, it definitely grew in interest. Like, they would have to put out, like, an announcement, like, each, like, I guess, like, Monday, for example, and say, like, hey, guys, make sure you're signing up, and the signups would just fill up pretty quickly. So everyone was super interested, but they started out kind of small just because, like, I guess just testing the waters, but also due to, like, COVID regulations on campus. So it was only, like, about, like, 40 people, I think. So, but there's a lot of interest and a lot of people that follow the Instagram, so definitely a lot of interest there.
Is there always free Chick-fil-A at the meetings?
There is. And that's the best part is that so far right now, like they have to get like funding from Clemson, which is super cool that they're able to do this. And like the people that are in charge of the funding, like for the organizations, they just love this idea. They're like, this is super cool. So they decided to just let this happen. And so far, like right now, we don't have to pay for Chick-fil-A when we come to these meetings. So
do you have to be a student to be in it?
So far right now, yes.
Is this something unique to Clemson, or are there Chick-fil-A clubs at other schools that you know about?
I think it's pretty unique to Clemson. Like, I know the guy who started it because, like, I'm kind of, like, friends sort of with his older brother. So, like, I don't really know, honestly. Like, I think this is probably, like, the one and only, like, at least in, like, the South, like, I guess in South Carolina. So, but it's super cool. I'm surprised more schools haven't done it yet.
How did you become the vice president? Did you have to arm wrestle somebody or?
You would think, like, I actually just applied for it, and because they sent out executive applications, because they just wanted to change it up and have some different leadership. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try because I love Chick-fil-A so much. Like, you know, I'm about to graduate, so why not? Why not just have fun with this and just, you know, be able to, like, help other people, like, love Chick-fil-A more. And also, we want to serve the community with Chick-fil-A. Like, so there's just a lot of passion that goes into that. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try. So I'm glad I did.
Okay, so you're the vice president. What are kind of some of your goals for this coming year for the club?
Absolutely. So I definitely love how, like, the Chick-fil-A is, like, raise money for scholarships for their own, like, workers. And I think that's something that I would love to see us be able to do somehow. I'm not totally sure how that would happen, but if we could just, like, try to raise some money, just at least go towards that. That's something that's, like, just really cool, because I know a lot of people that may work at Chick-fil-A may otherwise not really have the opportunity to go to school unless if they have these scholarships that they're receiving. And I think that'd be really cool and just impactful for the community to do that. And then also just, like, I think we'll try to do some stuff that'll benefit our own organization just so we can kind of, like, make t-shirts and stickers and other stuff that, like, shows our love for Chick-fil-A. So maybe a car wash or two or something fun. But other than that, just, of course, like, keeping on, like, the traditional meetings and just seeing it grow and hopefully having more people be able to come to the meetings, especially with COVID regulations, like, loosening a lot. So I have a lot of hope in this, and I'm really, really excited. So
are you eyeing up the presidency?
I don't know. I actually applied for it, but just the way, like, I had actually served in other organizations, and the, like, the duties that came with the vice president, they felt like, since I had experience, like, planning, like, massive events, like, for my sorority, like, I'm in Sigma Alpha Omega, which is a Christian sorority on campus, and I plan the recruitment week. So that was, like, during COVID, and every, like, all these regulations were being thrown at us, and they just felt like that role would be best as a vice president, just because that's the role where, you know, a lot of planning events would be, like, that's where that is designated, I guess. And just, they just felt like that was the best fit. So I'm just so excited to be even just the vice president of the Chick-fil-A club at Clemson. Like, how cool is that?
That's amazing. Do you think there are more Chick-fil-A fans at Clemson than other schools?
I would think so, honestly. I mean, the line at Chick-fil-A in Clemson is very long all the time. Like, they've had to put signs, like, down the street from the police department saying, guys, don't block the road because there's so many people trying to get in and there's a limited parking lot and everything. And, like, I think more people love Chick-fil-A than let on. But there's definitely some of us that have a bigger passion for it than others, I would say.
Well, Madam Vice President, she wants us to call her that. Is there a age limit to your group?
I think right now, like, I mean, of course, just Clemson students. I don't really know. Oh. But definitely just college students. So
what are you saying?
You have to sign up for a class. To Clemson.
Right. You have to sign up for a class to be able to
call. Crying out loud.
Well, if you ever need, like, guest speakers or anything, you know, we'll come. Maybe you can get everybody to listen to the podcast.
That would be so fun, and I definitely have a plan to do that. That'd be so cool just to see our club, like, mentioned on a Chick-fil-A podcast. Like, how cool, so.
I love it. Well, time for a quick break, but when we come back, Sydney has been a Chick-fil-A fan for long before arriving at Clemson. You won't believe how many Chick-fil-A's she's visited on Cow Appreciation Day a couple years back. More on that coming up. Throwing your little nugget a Chick-fil-A themed party? We can help! Head to ChickfilAPodcast.com and snag the free printables on the homepage. Our friend Megan Taylor of All She Wrote Notes created two beautiful downloadable calligraphy prints just for you when you sign up for our email list. Then head to our fan shop. Pick up some cow print balloons, gift bags, a kids' tee, your baby bib, all the goodies you need to give your party the special sauce. Again, that's ChickfilAPodcast.com. And don't forget to tag us in your party photos. We can't wait to see your little nugget.
Welcome back. We are talking to Vice President Sydney Radecki of the Clemson Chick-fil-A Club. That's what it's called, right? That's the technical name?
That is. You're right.
And now I get a little confused on Cow Appreciation Day. I thought you just go out and hug a cow. So I've been doing that every year. But apparently you do something different for Cow Appreciation Day. Do I have that right?
That is right. It's something that me and my sister, who's just about 4 years younger than me, so she's not at Clemson yet, but that we started to do. Like, 1 year we just went to one restaurant locally, and, you know, we wore the spots. That's what you have to do to get a free meal. And, you know, then the next year we were like, you know, what if we do something more? And so we went to close to 10 Chick-fil-A's that year.
And whoa!
It was crazy. And at every Chick-fil-A, at that time, we got like Chick-fil-A sandwiches and nuggets and stuff, and we kept them in Tupperware so we could just reheat them later and eat them later. And it worked out well. But then the last year, which was I think that would have been 2019, because they didn't have it last year. So we went to probably 13 Chick-fil-A's. And so that was just top notch. Everything about it was perfect. But what we learned is that if you're going to do this, don't get Chick-fil-A sandwiches, because they don't last as long as chicken nuggets do. And So at every single one we went to, we got chicken nuggets. We had so many nuggets. We were even giving them to our dog. We were just like, he deserves to have a treat. So yeah, it was a blast. And at every single one, like, you know, it was just so cool just to see so many people dressed up in there. Spots, and some people went really like way out with it, like wearing cow costumes. And then of course they saw the cow at a few locations. And like the first year that we went all out, we caught ourselves on the local news. Like, they were just standing in there showing the crowds at Chick-fil-A, like the Cow Appreciation Day. We just happened to be there just smiling at the camera. And it was so cool. And it really fueled my passion for just Chick-fil-A and everything about it. So
you went to 10 different ones. How much time did you spend in the car? Like, how long did this whole process take?
I would say that first time, which is the one we went to about like 10 Chick-fil-A's, it took a large amount of the day, just because me and my sister, we didn't really plan it out well about what order we went to certain Chick-fil-A's. So we were kind of driving all over town. And so it took a lot longer. But then the last year that we went, we started out like early in the morning, so we were able to hit breakfast time, and we wrapped up. We were done in like four hours, I would say, which is crazy.
Wow. And we all love getting the Chick-fil-A gift cards, of course. I've gotten a few in my life, but one time you gave it to a homeless man. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So for my 16th birthday, I'd seen like on Pinterest, of course, like all these girls doing stuff where they made a big list of like things, like 16 random acts of kindness that they wanted to do that day. And I was really inspired, because that was cool to me. That was just really a nice idea, just something to do instead of just sitting around all day. And so I decided, like, the day before, I went up to the Chick-fil-A near my house, and I got like $20 worth of gift cards. So it was just like about four of them or so. And the next day we drove around, it was me and my sister again. And we drove around, and there's this homeless man that was actually standing nearby that specific Chick-fil-A, because in that area, there's just some homeless people that live like right around there near the big Walmart and stuff. And I drove over there and I was like, hey, like, we have this gift card. And this man, he was jumping up and down, literally jumping up and down. It was something like, it blew my mind. And he was raising his hands in the air, like praising Jesus. Like, it was so powerful. And he was like tears in his eyes, everything. And it made me and my sister emotional, because we were just like, you know, it just shows that the little things in life, you know, aren't as appreciated as much as they should. So that was definitely a bright spot in that day.
Such a beautiful story. And I love that your sister is a part of all of these stories as well. So she's a raving fan. Which one of you is a bigger raving fan?
I would have to say me, just because of the amount of times each week I go to Chick-fil-A. But I think it's pretty comparable, because she loves it too. We both have the Chick-fil-A app, and Yeah, but I do go to Chick-fil-A probably a lot more than she does. So
yeah, I've been to that Chick-fil-A there in Clemson, so I've probably seen you a couple times.
You probably have.
Yes. Well, right now, we're going to take another break. But when we return, Food for Thought with Sydney Radecki.
Okay, guys, time to share a few more of our recent podcast reviews from Apple Podcasts. Lauren's 5-star review reads, "You think Chick-fil-A is good? Wait till you listen to this podcast." Aw, thanks, Lauren. Jen07 wrote, "Best podcast ever. Love the podcast. Laid back, funny, and interesting." Yaya Morna gave us 5 stars as well and says, "I don't normally listen to podcasts, but I found this entertaining and fun to listen to." All right, let me share one more. Sarah K6 writes, "Love CFA and this podcast. Wow, you guys are so kind. Reviews really help more listeners find us, so thanks for taking the time to do that. And if you haven't rated and reviewed us, it takes just a minute, and we might just share yours on an upcoming episode. Head to our show page on Apple Podcasts, click See All right there next to Ratings and Reviews, then click Write a Review. Don't forget to mention how much you love Jim. He actually prints those out and puts them on his refrigerator for his kids to see. No joke. Thanks for your help, guys.
All right, welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Sydney, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, what's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce all the way.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
That's a good question. I would have to say the Chick-fil-A cow, because that's top-notch dining. Like,
man, you're going to the top. Wow. Okay, have you ever worked at Chick-fil-A?
I have not, but I aspire to soon, so we'll see.
All right, if you do work at a Chick-fil-A, which I'm sure you will, what job would you like to do?
Definitely the delivery driving thing, just because I like the fast-paced environment of it all and just being able to serve people in that other way, so.
All right, if you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Chick-fil-A sandwich.
What menu item have you never tried?
I have never tried that, like, the cool wrap, the cool grilled chicken wrap, but I think it looks really good. I want to try it.
Yeah, I've not tried that either. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
Have you ever visited the Chick-fil-A headquarters?
I have.
Ooh, nice. I haven't done that myself. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Right now, I have 4,161, and I am red status.
Oh, look at you. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
I would say 15 tops.
All right. Are you team nuggets or team strips?
Nuggets.
Nice.
Oh, I want to hear about this trip to the mothership.
Oh my gosh, it was the coolest thing. So my mom actually had red status before all of us. And so with that, back then, it was like a couple of years ago, of course, before COVID. I can't remember how long ago it's been, but they gave like a free trip down, or like the free like admission into the headquarters. And so we drove down to Atlanta, which of course isn't far from Greenville, but we went, actually, before we even went to the headquarters, like, we had just gotten into Atlanta for the night because we had the thing at the headquarters the next morning. So we stayed overnight and we just had to go to the bathroom all of a sudden. Like, we were just like, you know, we had been driving, like, we just needed to go take a restroom break before we got to the hotel because we were driving around Atlanta and all this stuff. And then magically, how in the world this happens, we drove up and we were at the original Chick-fil-A, like the OG Chick-fil-A in Hapeville, Georgia, and it was a dwarf house, and it was so cool. And we knew that it was around there, like somewhere there, but we didn't know that was the Chick-fil-A that we would end up at. And so we went in there, did, you know, everything we had to do, and we decided we were going to come back the next day and eat there. And so we went to the headquarters, and it was so cool just to see just everything that they had and just to learn more about Truett Cathy and his family. And just about the business. And of course, the Dwarf House, which was the original Chick-fil-A, where they actually had breakfast, like more breakfast than they have on the typical menu. And that was in the days, like when we went to the Dwarf House to eat, that was, I think, right around the time when the macaroni and cheese, like, actually hit like all the franchise stores. And so they hadn't gotten it at my Chick-fil-A yet, but they had it at the Dwarf House, of course. And we tried it there, and it was the best macaroni and cheese I have ever had from a restaurant. And I think it was just because it was just the ambiance about the whole situation, but also just because it was home cooked. Like, they were cooking it like around the clock. It was just so phenomenal. And it was really cool just to see like all that history about Chick-fil-A, which further fueled my love for Chick-fil-A overall.
I love the passion with which you speak about Chick-fil-A. And I think this is going to come in real handy because you have something big coming up tomorrow, right?
I do. And I'm so excited.
Tell us what it is.
Of course. I'm actually interviewing tomorrow for the delivery driver position with Chick-fil-A Clemson. So I'm so pumped. I just love to serve people. And I think this would be a really great route to take. And I actually DoorDashed a little bit last November, and then I loved that. It was really cool, but I just want to do it in a more like official setting where, you know, it's like I'm officially going in at certain hours, and just, of course, working for the best restaurant in America is definitely a plus. So we'll see what happens.
Well, if you want to put Jim and I down as references, I mean, I can totally talk you up. Not that you need help. That.
You can just say, hey, I've been on the podcast, so when do I start?
Right.
Right.
Not that you need any help, but you should take along some of your Chick-fil-A art that you do. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. There's one day I was just sitting, of course, eating Chick-fil-A, and I had my drink, and I was like, I can make this picture into some art. And so, of course, I used the Procreate app, which is like one of those art and illustration things on the iPad, and then I went with it. That was the first one. And then the second one, I was bored. And I was just, you know, I want to do some Chick-fil-A art. So I started thinking, I was like, man, some nuggets would look good here. Then maybe a Chick-fil-A cow. And it just all came together. And it was just so nice.
I love it. Well, Sydney, how can people connect with you?
Absolutely. They can connect with me on my Instagram, which is Sydney_Radecki. And my last name is R-A-D-E-C-K-I. And then just little other plugs for me and my sister. We actually have a Chick-fil-A fan page Instagram, and it's CFA_legends. And I don't know why we named it that, but we have a fan account and a lot of Chick-fil-A's follow us on that. So that's pretty cool.
Amazing.
It's definitely fun. I love it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We've really had a great time with you, Sydney.
This was so fun. Thank y'all for having me on. And I'm just so thankful for all that Chick-fil-A has brought this way and brought our way.
Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.